Hello.
Hello, my name is Tasha. Return your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling back. This is, are you with Astonishing Tech Mega?
Well, we actually service different items. You will have to provide me with your zip code in order for me to know what you have.
73014.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
I'm calling for my mom. There was someone who put a charge on her account that we don't know through to your company.
What's her name?
On November 17th, Eva Stott, EVASTOTT.
Okay, thank you.
I have two, one on the 17th and one on the 21st. We have called the MasterCard provider, and that has been reported. But I was just wondering if you had any additional information of maybe a name of who that was. I've asked everyone. No one in my family or our family made these charges.
Okay, I can check the account, but it's not going to tell me the name. No, ma'am, because if they use her card, there's no way they can add their name to the account. So
okay.
Can you verify the address for me, the shipping address?
No, I can't.
Okay, that's the only way that I can get into the system, ma'am, if you provide me the shipping address.
Well, I do know that her address is 2840 Turner Drive.
Okay, that's the one we have
on file. Yeah, but that's probably not where you sent it.
Okay, let me just check it for you. Okay, so right here is showing for the charge of $5.74, which she entered a sweepstakes to win some cookware. Does she remember that?
No.
Okay, so you have already actually called your bank to what, dispute the charges? What's
dispute
going on
charges
with that? Okay,
yeah.
And they're disputing the charges?
Yes.
Okay, so since you have already actually called the bank to dispute the charges, you will need to have the bank to call us. You can be on three-way as well if you need to for your mom, or they can call us, and they will actually go through the process of the dispute, do an investigation, also where we will provide the terms and conditions, providing it's a valid charge. So if they would like to call us in, that would be fine. We can go over the account, and if the refund is issued back to her, that would be fine as well. So they would have to call us first since you already disputed the charges.
On 11/21, there was also another $67 charge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That was actually once she did, well, I don't know who did it, but once you enroll inside of our sweepstakes, and actually do the entry for the win for $7.95, which was the shipping. Let's see here. Okay, so that will actually place her inside of the discount shopping store, and she will receive $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store. And that's what happened. That was that $67 for a membership.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not getting any equipment.
No, she didn't. That was the entry to win for the $7.95, I want to say how
and
much it
would
was.
Would she
yeah,
have had to
$5
do this online?
Yes, ma'am. So sometimes it will pop up like on Facebook. I heard customers say different kinds of surveys or anything of that nature on the web.
So she entered
a sweepstakes, to win some cookware. Yes.
I'll ask her that, but my mom is not very, she doesn't do online stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see this being an appropriate charge, but they'll be reaching out to you, I'm sure. I was just wondering if you had a name or something of that nature.
Okay, no, ma'am, it's not going to provide us the name, because if they use her credit card, it's her information that would be on there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.